In ancient Babylon, healers wrote some of the earliest known prescriptions for medicines by carving instructions into clay tablets. 2.5 millennia later, most doctors use pen and paper. Now Congress wants doctors to make the next technological leap, filing prescriptions for Medicare patients electronically. NPR's Julie Rovner reports some doctors are a little wary.
Andrew Warner may be a very good gastroenterologist, but when it comes to handwriting, well, here's how he puts it.
When I was in fourth grade, I got my first B in penmanship. My mother, who believed in honesty, actually called the school to see if that was a legitimate grade. My penmanship's got awful.
So when the Leahy Clinic in Massachusetts, where Warner practices, moved from handwritten prescriptions to electronic prescribing a few years ago, it was a big relief. Now, he says, pharmacists don't have to wonder whether he's written a 4 or an 8.
The pharmacist gets exactly what we want them to get. The number of callbacks we've gotten from pharmacists have gone from multifold down to zero.
And because the prescription goes directly from the doctor to the pharmacy, e-prescribing saves a step for patients. The prescription is ready and waiting when they arrive at the pharmacy counter. But Warner says the real value of e-prescribing is its ability to reduce medication errors and save money. He prescribes straight from his handheld computer. He taps on the screen, and basically a prescription pad pops up.
It has a list of all the drugs your patient's on, so you know everything they're taking. And if there's a particular medication you want to give your patient, you go ahead and just tap on it. If there's an interaction between that drug and some drug the patient's already on, a big red box will appear. It'll say safety alert and tell you what that is. If there's no safety alert, then the drug will appear, plus a bunch of other drugs, which are alternatives. And these are color-coded. If they're green or black, it means that the patient will have a low copayment. If it's red or blue, it means they're going to have a high copayment.
While electronic prescribing is growing rapidly, it still represents only a tiny fraction of prescriptions written each year. About 2% of the 1.5 billion that were eligible for electronic routing this year were actually filed that way, according to SureScripts, which runs the industry network that allows doctors and pharmacies to exchange electronic prescribing information. So now Congress wants to give e-prescribing a bit of a kickstart.
We have the technology. We have the interoperability. We know how to make this happen. But not enough people are embracing it rapidly enough.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry is sponsoring a bipartisan bill that would initially give doctors a bonus in their Medicare payments if they start e-prescribing. If they don't adopt the technology by the year 2011, though, they'd have their payments reduced. But now is not the time for any type of mandates on doctors for new technology, says the American Medical Association. Dr. Joseph Heyman is the AMA's chairman-elect.
We worry that there's such frustration out there right now with Medicare payments that adding a mandate would be something that would cause some physicians to just throw in the towel.
Heyman himself, an obstetrician-gynecologist in solo practice, uses both an electronic medical record and an e-prescribing program, and he doesn't plan to ever go back to paper. But he also says the technology is not as simple as advocates suggest. For example, in his system,
you have to leave one program to go to the other, and you're entering data in a duplicate fashion so that when I write a prescription for a patient on my e-prescribing program, I also have to write the prescription in my electronic medical record, so it's twice as much work.
Heyman says he's recently found a way to synchronize his electronic medical record and e-prescribing programs, but there have been more than a few glitches along the way.
We've been working on it for weeks. You can imagine that in a busy practice, a solo practitioner or a small group practice, the frustration level could get pretty high.
Doctors are already frustrated with Medicare. Unless Congress acts in the next 2 weeks, they're facing a 10% pay cut starting January 1st. But it's possible the same bill that will prevent that cut will also implement the e-prescribing mandate. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.